You know, it's easy to say, Lord, Lord, Jesus, but we really don't put him on the throne of our lives until we submit to his will, until he really is the ruler of our life. And then we wonder why we're not prospering spiritually. It's because Jesus is not really the Lord of our life. Listen to what happened when Jesus rode into Jerusalem just days before he was to be crucified. It's found in Luke, the 19th chapter and the 28th verse. Jesus went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come near to Bethany and Bethpage at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go you into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never a man sat. Loose him, and bring him here. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? You shall say this unto him, Because the Lord has need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why do you loose the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when Jesus was come near, verse 37, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and when Jesus was come near, now even at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he came near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the day shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench about you, compass you round about, and keep you in on every side, and they shall cast you to the ground, and all your children that are within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation. You see, they were saying one thing, but they really weren't making him the king coming in. And Jesus said there would be terrible consequences to what they did to him. And it was fulfilled some 40 years later when Titus came with the Roman legions and did exactly as Jesus prophesied. Let's pray. Father, I make Jesus the throne of my life. That means I am committed to doing his will. I have not only said, Jesus, you are Lord of my life, I have put him on the throne of my life. Now help me, Lord, to follow Jesus faithfully and truly with integrity. I need your grace today, Lord, to love as Jesus loved and walk as he walked. In Jesus' name, amen.